Last April, Cheyenne's Y.ID services moved into a new building. It's bigger than the old one, with more staff and faster lines. But it's also a few miles out of town. There isn't an easy way to walk there, and unlike the old building, it's not connected to bus service. The move probably isn't a big deal for most Cheyenne residents, but as WPR's Miles Bryan reports, it's had an outsized effect on some in the city.
The new Y.ID Services building sits just off the highway, next to a McDonald's. I wanted to see what it was like to get there without a car, so I walked from the nearest bus stop, which is about 2 miles away. I kept my recorder on.
Man, it's hot. It's windy. There isn't really a sidewalk. This sucks.
Unlike me, Jason Capps actually did need to get a new ID recently. His first attempt was with his wife.
We hopped on the bus one day, and we asked him, was there any place that the bus system dropped off that was anywhere near to where we get our license? Of course not.
Capps works as a cook at the Comia House, a homeless shelter in Cheyenne. After finding out there isn't a bus service, he decided to walk to the ID building, a journey he quickly found out wasn't meant for pedestrians.
So you have to literally walk along the side of the highway where there's nowhere that you can be. You know, trucks rushing by all the time, people not paying attention. It's kind of scary.
For Laura Hutto, ID Services' new location is more than an inconvenience. She's disabled and eats most of her meals at the Comia shelter. Her daughter spends her days working at the temp agency Labor Ready, and Hutto says that with no way to get an ID, she won't be able to register for disability benefits.
I can't get help without the picture ID. And my daughter works, goes to Labor Ready at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then the times that she doesn't go to work for Labor Ready, we have no transportation to get where we're going.
Stories like Caps and Hutto's are not uncommon around the Comia House. Having a state ID is a standard requirement for basic services like registering for benefits or even getting a bed at the shelter. And an ID is required for almost any job. For people trying to get back on the ladder, getting that piece of plastic is often the first rung.
They have moved their driver's services office from a place a block down the road here. Our stop is actually in there at the flagpole.
Joe Doherty is the director of the Cheyenne Transit Program. When I asked him why there wasn't a bus to the new ID place, he took me for a drive to the old ID building. That building was just a couple hundred feet from the nearest bus stop.
At one time, our stop was back here where it was really fairly close and convenient for passengers.
Doherty says that ID Services didn't tell him about its move until right as he was finishing up the city's new master transit plan. And he says that even if he had known, the building's out-of-the-way location made it prohibitively expensive to give it a bus route.
Time is money in bus operation, you know. Bus operations cost $35 to $60 an hour. And when you're doing this 13 times a day, maybe with a passenger, maybe not with a passenger, it becomes costly.
It's unfortunate that the bus doesn't go out there. We're hoping eventually it will. I don't know exactly, you know, when that will be possible.
That's Dave Kingham, a spokesperson for YDOT. He says that he knows the inaccessibility of the new building is a problem, and he's working on ideas to fix it. But he also says that for people who can make it out, the new building is working really well.
Lower cost, more space, but also better service. You know, this is a better facility to serve the customers that are coming in.
Back at the Comia House, Jason Capps says that his community can't afford to wait.
There's people there who could get jobs, who need jobs, and other people not just living at the Comia, just other people in town who need to get out there.
But there isn't a plan to get a bus line to Cheyenne's ID services anytime soon. And as the summer gives way to winter's chill, the problem may only get worse. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.